This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking of the scripture where it says, where there is no vision, people perish. And also it says, we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and its leaves shall not wither. And we are flourishing in the Word of God. We're bringing forth fruits of righteousness. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We're not boasting bragging. We just want to let you know what God have done for us. And we're just sharing the good news because thy God reigneth. We're going to talk about God's ordinance today. Many ways to talk about God. Many ways and many different callings of his name. Before we get into that thought, choir, firstborn.
From among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they that defile with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God.
A striving saint with brethren, how am I? Do I fellowship and love all men in wisdom? For the example shows how the Lord is of no respect of persons. Marking the perfect man, I implement good judgment. I sacrifice to die with Christ. Daily I gain, and his ways made known, his acts I must maintain. So my prayer,
watch and pray and rise.
My prayer,
when I
pray, I pray not for the world. It's my prayer.
Keep me walking blameless
from sin. This is my prayer in Christ, my reasonable sacrifice. Out in the world, while on my job,
I'm yet praying.
While driving home, while on the phone, I'm still saying, Lord, keep me mindful of the instructions from holy teaching. Let my words yea be yea and my nays be nays from the right spirit. I don't pray out loud, exciting crowds, telling how that I live holy. But I pray in private, in silence, in my mind is daily. So my prayer, my prayer, I pray. Oh, I pray not for the world. So let my prayer
keep me walking blameless
from sin. This is my prayer in Christ, my reasonable sacrifice. Seizing for my God to lead me
in all ways of truth, righteousness.
And I thank the Lord for me, you bless, establishing me. My God is keeping me by the word. I'm encouraged to continue on. You taught me all things through the sun, and I yield to all that is said unto me. Be ye thy perfect and live holy. So I don't bless everyone, cause thy way is precious. I don't pray for my food, the Lord promise. You bless me where I go if I keep thy will. Your will is my will, and the best is fulfilled. So my prayer, my prayer, yes, I pray. No, I pray not for the world. So listen, my prayer. And cries, my reasonable sacrifice. So I'll pray till I it will done my good servant. Well done.
Thank God, that beautiful. And they sing in the spirit. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church because we've made a covenant with God. We've told and worded to the Lord all that the Lord have said we will do. And God spake all these words. And we know the words that he spoke was the Ten Commandments. Yes. That is God's word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture. It's amazing how so many don't understand God's word. And it's been hidden from the people because God knows they won't do it.
Right.
It's not God's will that any man should perish. So if they would have an opportunity to obey his word, God is going to make it known to them. When God got Moses' attention in the mount, I believe he was the only one around. It was not leaders from all over the world up in that mount. It was just one. When God called Abraham, him alone did I call. That's what the Lord said. And ones may not like that analogy or that summation, but that's what God said. Abraham alone did I call, because common sense will let you know no one else was worthy. Noah. In the days of old, he said, Noah, thee have I found righteous in this generation. The whole round world, by the time the flood came, all the righteous were gone except for Noah. God sent the flood, and those that were with Noah, the righteous one that stayed with the righteous one, those seven souls that stayed with Noah was saved from destruction. So don't think it's so hard to believe that there's just a few today, because the Lord said this, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day or days of the coming of the Son of Man. And so many, they said he's soon to come. Common sense would tell you if he's in your heart, he's come already. That's just common sense. But the people don't know God. He said, well, I want to inherit eternal life. If you've laid hold on it, you got it right now. So I want to be in the kingdom with the Lord. I want to go into his kingdom. We all want to go in there. But if you're not in there now, you cannot continue in the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? Say, I want to die out of sin, die to this old body. When the Lord comes, he'll give me a new body. If you don't get a new body now, you won't be taking your mind to the Lord. The new man is the new spirit, because that's the only body going back to God, the body of your soul, your mind, your spirit. Isn't that beautiful? And if it's not one with God, you won't be going back there. There's so much that the people don't know about God, but we're here to give knowledge, understanding of what thus saith the Lord. Now, in Isaiah 58 and 1, we're going to start there, but this is about the ordinance of God. So what are you talking about? All those ordinances were done away? No. The ordinance of God is God's word. It's just that simple. God's word is called ordinance, it's called commandments, it's called law. It's called Jesus. It's called God. It's called the Word. It's the same. 58:1.
Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice.
So we're going to cry loud and spare not. We're not sparing anybody. That means in or out. We don't have cliques or preference, because we know and we keep God's commandments. When you get in here, you can just have a free fall and live like you want to. It don't work that way. We're here to keep God's commandments. Cry aloud and spare not. What?
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
What?
And show my people their transgression.
That's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We show people their transgressions. Now, we show the transgressions of the world so that we don't go back into it. Yes. We show the transgressions of the world because we're coming out of the world. And our coming into God, we have to get the world out of us. Yes. So we show what the transgressions of the world are. And the transgressions of the world is against God and God against them. Show my people their transgressions. What?
And the house of Jacob their sins.
This is the house of Jacob. This is Abraham's house, Isaac's house. House of Jacob is Israel. God only have one house. House of Jacob is God's house. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
And not read one thing and say, out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word from Jerusalem. It's the same thing. But when you don't know God, you just get confused and say the Bible contradicts itself, because you don't know God. You don't know his way. I'm only bringing you the ways of God.
Yes.
One of his ways is to know that the word is called an ordinance, because it was ordered, and that's what it is.
Yes.
Read.
Yet they seek me daily.
Yet they seek me daily. You get people, we bring knowledge, and they seek God daily. What?
And delight to know my ways.
They seek me daily and delight. They have joy in finding out things about the Lord. And there's many things that these theologians and historians can tell you about Jesus. But we're more about the knowledge you need to know about the soul. We go back into the roots, not that one Alex Haley talked about. We go into the roots of that devil. What he calls that dastardly deed in the garden. And the root of God. That's what we go by. What God's intentions were. His intentions were for man, you and I, to have dominion over the earth. Which means ourselves. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. What?
As a nation that did righteousness.
They delight to know as like they were doing righteousness. Now again. These jackleg preachers love to say, well, you know, can't nobody live perfect. Can't nobody live right. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Yes, they were. In other words, when you come into this life, I don't care how moral you may be. And you may come from the church of the Presbytery or the Potter's house, whatever you want to call it. So now I've been in that house there since I was a child. And one thing my mama kept me away from, drinking. My daddy kept me from those things. And I never did drugs. I lie a little bit. Everybody lie a little bit. Everybody got a little something under the table, under the chair. So don't get deep off about that lying stuff. Everybody lie. You're not saved. And you don't know God. That's what the scripture says. Yeah, but you'd like to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. Now, righteousness is a doable thing. Deuteronomy 6:24.
Right.
Because the people love to just, we're going to chalk it all up. But when you do righteousness, the Lord is our righteousness. Well, when you're truly doing righteousness, he is. Because to do righteousness is to keep God's word. And when you keep God's word, you've got Jesus in your heart.
That's right.
You've got God in your heart. You've got the law in your heart. You've got the word in your heart. It's the same thing. But Jesus don't spell out 10 precepts. But doing righteousness is a step program. 6 and 24, what?
And the Lord commanded us to do.
Now, it's the righteousness is not just asked or say, here's something that you might want to do. If you do this, here's something you can do. If you do, I'll count it to you. It's not like that. It's commanded.
All right.
The Lord our God.
The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes.
What?
To fear the Lord our God.
Now, again, the ordinances are called statutes. That's God's word. God's word is statutes. I'm more in a teaching mode right now because I got a little cold. So But it's statutes.
To fear the Lord our God.
What?
For our good always.
It's for our good always. Now, that's not said, well, it's only for your good for this dispensation. For the dispensation coming up, it ain't gonna work for you. Because this is what the Jack Lay preacher said. We know, God knew you couldn't do it, so he wanted to show you how frail you were. That's not what he's saying here. He was giving us something that is going to help us. It's for our good always. What?
That he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day.
And they were alive because they were keeping God's commandments. Read. Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now, if that's the formula for righteousness, those statutes, which are the ordinances and the word of God, why would it change unless God changed? And that's not for your good to show you it's your frailty. You can't do something. And God also said, I'll put no more on you than you're able to bear. So this myth and this analogy these so-called preachers have is totally wrong. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all what?
These commandments before the Lord our God.
What?
As he hath commanded us.
As he commanded us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So if you're not doing righteousness just to come before the Lord asking about the Lord, how are you going to understand him when it's telling you to understand God, keep therefore and do him. Strive to keep him. You can't strive to keep something you're not being taught.
Right.
Go to 7th chapter, 7 and 9 right there. What does it say?
Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God.
What? Ain't got but one Lord. So with the Lord Jesus, he came and did. Ain't got but one God. He haven't changed.
All right.
The Lord thy God, what? Mm-hmm. He is God. What?
The faithful God.
What?
Which keepeth covenants and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments.
He's going to keep covenant and mercy. He's going to keep his word with those that love him and keep his commandments. This is why the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me. He's giving you the definition of those that love him. Because love is the fulfilling of God's law. It's fulfilling of God's truth. Fulfilling of God's word. Therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments, what?
To 1,000 generations.
What?
And repayeth them that hate him to their face.
So when you hate God, and this is why we strive over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, to teach our children, our loved ones, to love God and respect God, even if you don't live for God. Don't have a spirit against God. Now, you have a spirit against God when you have a spirit against those that carry God. That's why he said, what you do to the least of my little ones, you do unto me. Got a spirit against this church, you got a spirit against God. You got a spirit against the teaching, it's against God, because that's who God is. And repayeth them that hate him to their face. What?
To destroy them.
God's going to pay them to destroy them. And that can be a slow process.
Yes.
By and by, you're going to be destroyed. What?
He will not be slack to him that hateth him.
Wait a minute. So I don't hate God. You do hate God when you hate this teaching. I don't understand why y'all got to do this and why you do that. And why we can't have Christmas. You can have Christmas all you want. It ain't of God. I'm just telling you it's not of God. That's why I don't like this teaching, because you say that's not of God. Ain't nothing wrong with showing love. We show it all the time. That's what we're trying to tell you. And we show it by the leading of God. I don't like that leading. I want to know. I'm going to get something for my birthday. I know. I don't care if I rob a liquor store. I'm getting something for my birthday, because the calendar say that. People are going to do that. Not in God. Ain't like that. You act like you don't like God, God gonna pay it to your face. If you act like you don't like God, you act like you don't like me. Right. Now, if you got a need, if there's an emergency, I'll be there. But just to aid and abet you in your wrongness, you're going to see how I pay you to your face, ignore you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
He will repay him to his face.
I said again. I said, Mary, the Lord loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And scribes and Pharisees got a spirit. How many others you know the Lord love? Who else? He said, he just loved the sinner. Name the other ones. It wasn't about him loving them. They loved him.
Yes.
And so they were with him.
Yes.
They wanted to hear what he had to say. And because of that, they got saved.
Yes.
Who else you know he was with? So he was with the cousins and all them folks. And God just loved everybody. No, he didn't. He said, I love them that love me. And he said, I'll be hated of all men. So many of them hate him. And to prove it, they beat him to a pulp. They didn't like what he spake. He said, because I testify of the world that the things are evil. That's why they beat him so bad. Read.
Yes. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments.
There it is. The commandments. And what?
And the statutes.
What?
And the judgments, which I command thee this
day. It was commanded.
To do them.
To do them. Read.
Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers.
Beautiful.
He's going to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Read on down.
Yes. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb.
God says, I'm going to bless the fruit of your womb. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Now that means anything that your mind produced, God gonna bless it. What?
And the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil.
That means whatever we own, God gonna bless it. If I own just a food stamp coupon, but they got cards now, they take away the stigma. God gonna bless it. How you gonna bless it? With me, with wisdom, how to use it. And not abuse the system. When you act in wisdom, God stretches your money.
Yes.
And you can go out to Ruth Chris and eat nice steaks like anybody else. Go ahead.
The increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee.
Isn't that beautiful? In other words, God gonna bless everything you put your hands to. I believe that. And I'm a witness to it because I've seen it here. Read.
Thou shalt be blessed above all people.
Now, wait, that's what God said. And when you bless, you don't have to say, somebody said, how you doing? Blessed. You ain't got to tell them that. It's like somebody said, you got any money? I'm rich. You ever heard a rich person tell you they got money? I got money. The ones got the money is the ones that dress very meek. And they don't want to show it. Why put yourself in harm's way? Everybody see you got money, say, I'm gonna pop you upside the head and take all the money you got. You don't want to do that. You know, you got a whole line of credit cards. You just put out one. You don't put out. Everybody said, wow. You get on the cell phone and say, meet me outside in the parking lot. We got a live one here. Come on. You're pulling out old things. Which one will I use today? You don't want to do that. You know what I do sometimes? I go to market. When I'm in the car, I take my, I ain't got but two cards anyway. See, I ain't blowing them blind. But I take one out and I have to go with my wallet. So I just go pocket, put my card up there. They'll see. Say, he got but one card. He probably stole that. I got to tell y'all about this. How are we doing on time? Okay. I got to tell you about today with me and Elder Phillips. But okay. We're on broadcast, right?
Yes.
Thank God.
All right,
read.
There shall not be male or female barren among you.
Male or female. In other words, you're going to produce.
Yes.
Mean barren, it means, now how's a male going to help bring forth a child? But it's talking about that new man. Male or female, you'll be able to bring forth the new man.
Yes.
Fruit.
Or,
what?
Or among your cattle.
Among your cattle. Even the things you own is going to produce. That means, Brother Richard, your truck might be on its last leg, but it got to make it stretch. Because we got furniture to move for so-and-so. And he got it parked out there. Probably got about a few more miles left, but it's sitting there looking good. Got a few miles left on it. And who knows, God said, you know what, bless you with the knowledge to fix up, keep it going some more. We ran that coach until we couldn't run it. We went to many campouts, and many, some of the campouts we had to park it. But we was camping though. Read.
Yes. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness.
It's talking about the sickness of sin.
Yes.
All sickness. It's talking about in your spirit.
Yes.
That's what it's talking about. All sickness, what?
And will put none of the evil diseases.
Hey, wait a minute,
of
that means
Egypt.
Also God does bless our bodies.
Yes.
You don't call those sicknesses because down through the time we serve in God, you get a little this, get a little that, and get a little I got a cold now. Get a little flu. That's not sicknesses. And you may find out that you have something malignant. That's not a sickness. That's a condition. Get it taken care of.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write email us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.